Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here is the good news.
They're like a one-man band. Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins right now. It is not necessarily the news, everybody. If you would like a written transcript of today's news and headlines from the broadcast, please send a self-addressed envelope to your nearest mailbox. We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers.
Not necessarily the news.
I just zoomed in for your viewing pleasure right there. All right, let's get to it. I actually found out about this from Mark Phillips. Bearer of bad news. But the bringer of it was Jerry Jones trades Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers yesterday for two first-round draft picks. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark and a 1972 Buick. So Jerry explained in a press conference. They actually did a press conference yesterday. This is Jerry.
When I offered Micah the contract that I offered him back in April, we offered him a contract to come play for the Dallas Cowboys, and it was a good one. Okay. Now, it was more guaranteed than what I've been reported that was here now. What? That was a very genuine negotiation.
Yeah.
And we changed. I changed the amounts. And then we left, and then he called back. We changed those amounts that he called back from.
Sure.
And then, of course, the rest is history. When the time came to say, let's go, then he said, well, let's start the negotiation.
That is Jerry Jones' press conference yesterday after trading Micah Parsons. You wonder why there's confusion in the organization.
Jerry!
Cowboy Jerry on the way at 7:47.
I hate Jerry Jones!
Well, it's our Cowboy Jerry, so that's going to be on the hotline. Taylor Swift has had quite the week. Again, couldn't have picked a worse week to reveal relationship news. So she sets Guinness World Records, breaks Instagram, and then first appearance yesterday as an engaged couple, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. They were there taking in the Cincinnati Bearcats Nebraska Corn Huskers game. That was in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium last night. So they were up in a box, in a suite. And it was... By the way, your engagement ring reportedly is sparking a trend in old mine-cut diamonds, with searches skyrocketing 10,000%. So, well, it's about to surge a little more because I need to find out what the heck a mine-cut diamond is. I mean, for a friend and stuff like that. Maybe I can ask Rufus, who does Bitcoin mining out there.
Huh?
I'm not sure. And then Meghan Markle says that she is allegedly upset because she believes Taylor Swift is intentionally trying to steal her spotlight. Yeah, I know, sister.
Ken Buckner.
I know. All right. Powerball! Tomorrow night's drawing. Estimated $950 million. So this is the sixth largest ever Powerball jackpot. Estimated cash value take home would be about $428.9 million. So Powerball tickets. Good luck if you're trying to get anything quickly at any convenience store through tomorrow night. This is an interesting, odd note. So former Texas Ranger, and is he a Hall of Famer? He won a World Series with the Yankees. Mark Teixeira, first baseman, designated hitter, big bat. We traded him away, but got a lot of really good players from Atlanta for it. So it all worked out in the end, and we like Mark Teixeira. Well, he's going to be running for political office to fill the seat of Republican Representative Chip Roy, who's running for Texas AG. So anyway, this is he played 14 seasons in the MLB. Like I said, World Series winner with the Yankees in 09. But Mark Teixeira, who I think has been doing a lot of things either for Fox or ESPN, is going to try to make a bid there for the House. Let's do it again. We filled up T. Boone Pickens once, twice, three, four times, and let's go again. So Saturday, April 11th, T. Boone Pickens Stadium. It is the boys from Oklahoma, round two as it's being billed right now. So that's your Cross Canadian Ragweed there. And a ticket that's going to be, if you couldn't get it the first time in the first 16 shows, and then down there in Waco land, you're going to have Turnpike Troubadours along for this one, Wyatt Flores, Shane Smith, and the Saints, Great Divide. So you can register now at theboysfromoklahoma.com to get your presale passcode. That is through September 3rd. Presale starts September 5th at noon. We'll be gearing up for that. Also, an interesting stadium seat filler. It's going to be an interesting early week meeting next week as Kim Jong-un will be hosting Vladimir Putin and China's foreign ministry as well. Actually, they're hosting it in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. This is coming up September 3rd, marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. So that's a party. Unfortunately, the Walmart recall from early last week of the radioactive shrimp has been extended and has gotten larger. And they say they're even more. So I got home from Houston last weekend, and Dad said he's going to cook him and Mom shrimp. And I said, where'd you get the shrimp from? He said, Walmart. And I said, you may want to check the SKU on that. And he said, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. And then finally, comedian David Spade says a fan stalked him for his autograph, followed him from the comedy club in his car to his driveway at his house, followed him, this fan, to get an autograph the entire way, all the way to his front door. Authorities were called, and they were just surprised that David Spade had a fan.
Waking really, up with you, Texas. KBN, really. Heather Lee, and KFM.
Don't eat the shrimp.